Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maben here on 93.9 The Ville. No Marcus Maben. Just Steve Rummage here now. And Nikki V. What's happening? Everybody's saying National Feeds playing. What's happening on 93.9?
Yeah, no, that was my bad. We were in the back enjoying some sodas. And I accidentally let the commercial run out, and it went into National. Into playing CBS Sports Radio. So that was an operator error on yours truly.
Okay.
I apologize to everyone involved, but we should be back.
Okay. What we were trying, our friends over at Focus dropped us off a fresh batch of Focus. And
see our boy Vinny Good Times yesterday.
Yeah,
that was always good.
Clear Cut Hero. And they dropped off these probiotic sodas. It's called
prebiotic sodas.
Prebiotic. Did I say probiotic?
Yeah.
Prebiotic.
I thought it was probiotic too, but yeah, it says prebiotic on there.
Supports digestive health. Excellent source of dietary fiber. Natural flavor. Zero caffeine. Zero aspartame. Zero sucralose. 80% less sugar than the leading soda. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this Levo?
Yeah, it looks like Levo.
These are incredible.
Fantastic.
Nick and I have got the root beer float. It's 30 calories for this can. It's 5 grams of fiber, 10 grams of carbs. Total sugar's 5. Includes 5 added sugars, so 10% total. This is good.
Legitimately, not like good for a healthy soda or something like that. No, this is just legitimately a really good soda.
And I know some of the ingredients. Like, it's carbonated water, dietary fiber, cane sugar, natural flavor, caramel color, citric acid, steviol, glucosides. I wonder if that's got anything to do with, like, stevia, if that's a kind of leaf.
That's what I was going to guess.
You know. But these are good.
No. Only 30 calories? I mean.
Levosoda.com. Levosoda.com.
Fantastic. We've only tried the root beer float. There's an orange creamsicle one we want to try too.
I know.
But this is really good. Really, really good.
Like, I could switch sodas out. They've got a cola back there. They've got a lemon lime.
Yeah.
They've got a.
The orange. Yeah, they've got there's 4 different sodas that I know of that are back there.
Oh, you got me. I don't think anyone understands how important a foreign trip like this is. The amount of film they can break down in is boom, goes into the Dark Plagueis region.
Oh, and they got it.
Yeah. Dude.
Well played.
This is awesome.
Well played.
Wow. Oh, man. Well done. Well done. Got me. Every time, man. Every time. So anyway.
Force is strong with that guy.
It's just incredible, man. And it gets me every time because they've gotten creative where now they don't just bust the read up there. It's like, okay, he'll like start a text and I'll be like, oh, what's this? You know, I don't think anyone understands. It's like, boom. And they're like, oh, there it is. He went into the full Dark Plagueis.
God. And got us again.
People don't know what it is. Someone, this texter sends me every time I'm on the air. He sends me. I assume it's a he. It could be a she. Listen, my wife's got a full arm sleeve that's Star Wars. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Star. It's floral.
Didn't think I could be any more attracted to your wife.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, she does something like this.
Man, Jeanette wore that shirt this weekend, and this, wow.
She was rocking some baby looks.
Yeah.
It was nice.
And she did great. But it was, it's like floral, and it's got some things in there, like a compass, and it's got like where we met, where we got married, and all that stuff.
Nice.
And just some different cool stuff. But then hidden in it, like she has a tattoo here, and it's like a camping scene, and it's got like Elijah's name under there, and then up the moon is not the moon, it's the Death Star.
Oh, nice.
And then, like, so there's like little things hid throughout it, like a stormtrooper and stuff. Like, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
No, I like that. Little Easter eggs, little Star Wars Easter eggs.
Yeah. Just hidden throughout there. Yeah. So it's pretty awesome. Yeah. So excited about that. So tomorrow, apparently, we're getting the TBT bracket.
Yes.
So I guess we'll know. I guess tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So while we're on the air, we'll start to find out the matchups, the brackets, where they feed into. Again, I mean, I would imagine Louisville and Kentucky would probably feed into each other.
I mean, you would think that?
I did see something the other day. I think it was 20 Beckham, and I apologize. I can't remember. Was he talking to Lightsey, maybe? I don't know. I can't remember. But maybe? they were talking about the attendance of the TBT. And it was, yeah, Hidden Mickey's. That's awesome.
Hidden Mickey's.
Hidden Mickey.
Oh, like in, yeah, okay.
Like a Hidden Mickey?
Yeah, right. Like a, yeah, yeah. Disney World, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know, you can find Hidden Mickey's everywhere.
They're everywhere, yeah. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, some great Hidden Mickey's. One of my favorite ones is on Soarin' with the balloons.
Mm-hmm.
If you're riding Soarin', right before the scene closes, the one hot air balloon goes into the middle, and the other hot air balloons go around it, and it looks like
and
a
it
Mickey.
Looks like a Mickey.
And then it changes. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Yeah. They make it an art form.
Oh, yeah, no, I know where all the Hidden Mickey's are. Well, not all of them. I'm learning every day. No one is ever proficient in Hidden Mickey. You just keep learning.
You just keep learning. It's an ever-evolving part.
Yeah. But they were saying, like, the attendance could matter as to where they play that game if they both make it there, whether it's played in Louisville or it's played in Lexington, that the attendance numbers throughout that stretch could matter. So I'm like, which I think we'll have a good, I think it'll be pretty well attended. I think people are excited about it. I think some people even, I think there'll be a lot of people will come this year that got a little bit of FOMO last year.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it's still a TBT. Like,
yeah.
You know, it seems like it's being, well attended. That was interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and didn't go that I think were like, man, I wish I would have went.
Yeah.
I'm going to go this time, you know. So.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun last
year. Don't act like the excitement around basketball isn't going to help, too. I think there's a lot of excitement, you know, going into basketball season. The people are kind of like, okay, I got to get in there. Like, I'm ready to get, you know, football we're excited about. Basketball we're excited about. You're going to be on the heels of – or not on the heels. On the we'll be coming up on the Bahamas trip at that time.
Right. Leading up to the Bahamas trip.
So, yeah, I think basketball will be I think it'll be pretty well attended. And I can't imagine, I mean, just Kentucky won't be as well or better attended, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, it'd be interesting.
I like that extra added rivalry element.
I don't know if that's the gospel or not. That's just what they were saying. I mean. So
even if it's not true, that's a great marketing ploy.
Yeah, I mean. And then at the end, they're like, "Yeah, it really didn't matter. I'm still going to Lexington." Like, what? What? How did that happen?
By the way, the reveal tomorrow is going to be at 10 a.m. Like you said,
okay.
On the YouTube, the tournament. It'll be hosted by John Fanta. But cool. You're going to see guys like Russ Smith and Montrezl Harrell be there, along with Shelvin Mack and Robbie Hummel. So familiar names.
Shelvin Mack, another Kentucky kid.
Yeah. So we'll, it'll be a good time tomorrow. We might have to. I wonder if we should delve into that live.
I was going to say, I don't see no reason why we couldn't. I mean,
we are broadcasting. I'll get with Diener and see if we get clearance from the tower.
Because I know, like, the games are on Fox. But, like, I don't think that would matter. Like, it's on the YouTube channel, though. So
this isn't, like, a Fox property.
No.
The reveal, at least.
Yeah, and we won't take it all. But, I mean, like, when Trez is talking or when Russ is talking or maybe the Louisville bracket reveal.
And take that live.
Maybe we'll just be on call tomorrow.
I'm going to text Drew right now.
Yeah, so tune in tomorrow. I think we'll be able to do that. And then as that's happening, we can kind of talk about it and get some of that, and we can see some of these other teams that'll be in there, and you know, we'll look, and then we can kind of look up the other teams and see, because that was something fun for me last year was the names that are on the other teams that were coming in. You were like, oh I remember that guy. I mean, like, AJ Slaughter played on a team, you know, one of these. Chris Jones was playing, who's now playing with us, but was playing on one of the other teams. There were a few other names, you know, the Auburn team had two or three guys that you're like, oh, I remember watching him play in college. Yeah, that guy was good, you know. So I enjoy that, too. You know what I'm saying?
It's fun seeing those blasts from the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely adds to the elements of it.
Yeah, yeah, no, totally. So, yeah, I'm excited about that whole thing, you know, coming out. And, again, Louisville's team being pretty good. So it's going to be fun. I don't know. Do they have a full roster yet? Or is, I don't know if they're going to add any more players or.
That's a damn good question. I'm not sure. I know we had a lot of the familiar faces from last year on the team.
Yeah.
But including my man, Spicy Mayo. I saw Nick Nick Mayo being on the team again.
He is on the team again?
I thought I saw that. Okay. I could be 100% wrong, but I thought I
saw
that.
I know we have
that.
Trez. I know we have Onowaku, right?
Right.
Is there? Can you find that? Is there a rundown of who we
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the Bill. And see, yeah, the Ville TBT, and we'll see who the roster is.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm curious, because, like, we know Russ, we know Peyton, we know Trez, but some of the names, it's like...
Kyle Keurig.
Okay, Kyle's playing.
Is a new one, yeah. I thought I saw that Nick Mayo was on the team again. I could be wrong. I'm trying to scroll and find out. Let's see here.
Nick Mayo. So Kyle is definitely
Chris
playing.
Jones, Dylan Avar.
Okay, yeah, knew those.
Yep, on the team.
Those are the fresh ones. Yeah,
I'm happy Chris Jones has joined us after he was a little feisty last year against our team.
Absolutely,
he balled out against Louisville. So
we talked about it the other day too. I think Chris Jones just really, really appreciated the Louisville fans I think it was cool for him to get back. It's just because the way everything ended.
Yeah.
And we chatted about that before. You know, I think it was cool for him to get back and people to be like, no, still like you.
Right.
So we got...
He did come out fiery, though.
Oh, yeah.
Against Louisville.
He was trying. I mean, he's a competitor, man. He's from Memphis.
Nick Mayo is on the team. Okay. I thought I saw that.
No Bahannon this year, though. That's
yeah, a little bummed about that. Yeah, At least I haven't seen him yet, and I don't think he's on the team.
I'm still living the dream of Earl Clark playing for us.
That would be so awesome. he was in talks for it last time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then some things like kind of fell through last minute.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, well, he was playing in the... the big three last year. So I think they had Earl, and then he was going to play, and then at the last minute he signed some kind of deal to play in the big three, which is, I mean, obviously is a prestigious thing, you know. So, I mean, they play on CBS and probably get paid a decent amount of money there. So he ended up playing there. But, yeah, that would be my dream, to have Montrezl Harrell and Earl Clark on the team.
Oh, God, that would be...
The dream for me.
As a U of L fan.
Yeah,
I know. That's...
Well, that's one of these great things about the TBT is almost fantasy booking.
I was literally just about to say you can kind of fantasy book your team and have guys from different bygone eras.
Yeah, it's like, man, did you ever want to see Trez play with, you know, Onowaku? We'll get that, you know. Yeah, somebody says Nanu, Trez, Mayo, Kirk... Russ, Siva, Jones, and Dylan Avar are the only ones that have been announced. So I would imagine they'll have a couple more coming, right? So
you got to think.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, and I wonder if – I mean, who else did they have? They had one other Bellarmine kid on the team last year. I can't remember who it was. Drawing a blank.
Chris Dow.
That's it.
He played.
Dow, yep.
And did Wayne play last year? Right, Wayne played.
I thought Wayne Blackshear played.
Yeah.
Luke played a little bit.
Yeah.
Trying to think who else. I think we've covered them all.
Of course, this year they got a big difference because they've just a massive upgrading coach. So I told Leibs.
And Leibs.
Yeah. I was like, Leibs.
Kind of dragged us down last.
Yeah, I was like, you killed
can't
us,
even
man.
Say that with a straight face.
No, he did a great job. We got Doc.
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 Yes, Doc.
Welcome in, man. What's going on, buddy?
You guys are leaving out Shane Bahannon.
Well, that's what we thought, but
having Shane on the court of the opposite from having Trez would be a ridiculous front line.
Oh my gosh, no, absolutely, Doc, man, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, listen, Trez and Shane together would be fantastic. I haven't heard Shane's name yet. So I don't know.
At least for this year.
Yeah.
We know he played last year, but yeah, I haven't seen him for this go round.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see though. But yeah, if he is out there, obviously having him and Trez would be a big deal. I mean, I think we'd have won a national championship with him and Trez in 2014. So, Texas says Wayne, he was on the team, didn't play a ton. What if they had a Garcia or a Dean?
Oh, that would be dope. Oh my God.
I don't even know how much do they play now. I mean, I'm sure they're in shape.
That's the thing. Like, I'm kind of wondering, like, I mean, those guys, that was a long time ago. Yeah. I mean, they're pushing 40. Yeah, probably 40. Francisco Garcia was like 25 when he graduated.
I turned 38 this year, and I graduated in 05. Which was when Garcia was
playing. So Garcia's probably here. I'm guessing he's
41, 42, something at least. He's at least 3 or 4 years older than me.
Well, because he graduated college like at what, 24? Like, wasn't he?
He was older, right?
Yeah, yeah. Francisco Garcia.
Yeah, Gorgie would be awesome too if they added him. I don't think Gorgie's.
Francisco Garcia is 42 years old.
Okay, so yeah, that's about right.
What's Taekwon? Or what's his name now?
I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't know it. So
Taekwon Panera.
Yeah.
He's 40.
40. Okay. So yeah. They probably can still play. Yeah, Dean. Somebody says Dean still plays overseas, so he can probably still play. Of course, I mean, you're jumping in there with some young guys.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Hey, Gorgie, I just don't. Gorgie's not going to do that.
He's just retired. I mean, that'd be.
Well, and Gorgie is, I don't know. Gorgie don't strike me as like, he loves the place, but he's like, yeah, I'm not doing that. somebody said Raymond. Oh, are you talking about Ray Spalding? That would be awesome.
That'd be a nice one.
That would be a good one. That'd be a nice hit. Because, I mean, if that's the only one that's been announced, I mean, like I said, they've got to have a few more, I would imagine, that are.
You think Edgar Sosa would play?
I don't know. He started his post basketball
career,
like kind of getting into. He's actually getting into moving.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's got a truck company, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that.
So I don't know if that's something he would be overly interested in or not. But I mean, that'd be cool. Yeah, I would like Edgar on the team, but with. I feel like they do look at us breaking down the team a little bit. Like, you've got Nanu and Trez and Mayo. Mayo's a big kid, right?
Yeah.
So, and then you've got Chris Jones, Russ, and Peyton.
Right.
So it's almost like you just need to fill in the middle.
Yeah, a couple of forwards. Yeah, some like
fill in. Give me a Shane. Give me a Ray Spalding. Give me a we've got Kyle. You know, wonder about Ryan McMahon.
That'd be nice.
Like, Ryan can shoot, you know? Like,
can you imagine having him in Taekwon? Oh, my God. That would be.
Sutton, Quentin. Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
He's still around here, too. I know he does a lot of work out over at Shoot 360 and stuff. So, yeah. Q would be awesome on the team. And I would like Ray Spalding, man.
That would be
fun.
That'd be tasty.
That would be fun. Because I think Jalen Johnson's still playing
overseas, I think, right?
Is he might be overseas now, yeah.
He bounced around
G League and stuff for a while. Somebody said, what about Carlos Hurt? Hey, I would love Carlos Hurt. he's probably in his 40s. Or no, he definitely is in his 40s now.
See how old Carlos Hurt is.
He was kind of one of my first, like, right in that era, because I remember being at Bullet Central, and we hosted
41.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say he's right around that same age. We hosted Cougarama and every year, and it was packed for Carlos Hurt's game when he played here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just like Carlos Hurt. Oh my God, like this kid is unreal. You know, Enoch. Yeah, Enoch would be. Like, Enoch's the type of edge you'd be like, we're going to win this thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Now we're getting a dude that's in his prime, that's playing overseas.
That'd be awesome to have. Do we have any MAC era guys?
Sutton?
Oh, Sutton. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, Sutton. David Johnson. Yeah, I think David Johnson could play in it. That would be – I know they had a – I don't know if people knew this, but they had Trey Moses hosted a celebrity game over the weekend, and it was at Eastern High School. And I know David Johnson played in it. Peyton played in it. There was a few like big names that played in it. So it seemed really cool. And guys that were around here. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that David was in that, I guess, I mean, I don't think David's under a contract right now. I know last year he was going to play. And then he got the two-way with
Toronto. Yeah.
But did you know that over the weekend there was a celebrity game at
Eastern? I did not know that.
I didn't either. And I saw pictures of it, and I'm like, oh, it was like Peyton and DJ played in it, and there was like a UFC fighter who was in it, and it was really cool. Like,
that's
there was
awesome.
Some, like, cool people in it. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah, I saw him. But, I mean, I imagine David Johnson could play. I mean, if he, I mean, I know he can play in it, but I mean, if he wanted to.
Yeah, right. That would be a nice pickup. And I know, yeah, they almost had him last year, so.
Buckles played last year, right?
I think so, yes.
But I know Buckles and Leibs are really tight.
Yeah, they're tight.
And I mean, not that, I mean, Leibs didn't have any, like, Leibs chose not to coach this year because he was wanted to do some other things.
Yeah, right.
So, like, there's no, like, issue there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I don't know what, like, Buckles is up to. He might have been like, well, I'll come play, you know, Lieberman's there, whatever. But, like, he might not just be, like, something he wants to do every year.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, got to be with his old coach.
Sure.
Yeah, which would make sense.
Oh, yeah. Who do we got online?
We got Jay.
Jay, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is talking about, like, options, like, it's for TDT. And, like I said, y'all had – said it right when I was calling, but David Johnson, I think he would have been a good guy. And Ray, you know, him and Raymond Spalding, that would have been great.
Yes.
Hurd, I don't think he'll be able to play. I mean, he might, but I know he, I think he works out at Ford.
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, but it's a few of them that, you know, still around. I actually just seen David Johnson here, like, just, you know, just over the weekend. Just, you know, just random, just bone bars down roads. And,
well, Jay, you know, that's what we were talking about, man. Like, there was, like, a celebrity game this weekend, and he played in it. And so, I mean, I think he's around here. I won't give away his location, but, I mean, I saw David the week before last at a restaurant. He was just there hanging out.
He's
around, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, I was like, man, that would be, you know, because like I say, we don't have, like, almost like a, I don't even know how they can run a full practice, you know, without even 10 players. But, you know, we still got Arsenal, and I think that Mayo kid played great, you know, last year. And, you know, I think him would be, like, he'll be big, but, you know, just having him and Trez and Anawaku, you know, and you had, like, Spalding or something like that, too. I mean, that's a crazy front court, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like I say, even back court, you know, if anybody went to that game last year, I mean, you just seen Chris Jones, you know, he still got that fire in him. He was talking to the crowd the same way. We'll go. It was him and Russ back and forth, you know, and then they would, you know, be going back and forth with the crowd. Like, but he was killing us, you know. Luckily, we, you know, we won, but he was, you know, he was taking over, like literally.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad that we got him, you know, and he still had that, you know, that bulldog, you know, defense and just, you know, strong style, like where he's you know, small, but he's still strong and still able to, you know, get and one. He just got game, man. It's just like, you know, he's one of them, you know, you put him on anybody, he's going at him, you know. And I think he might have had like 25 or something like that, but he was killing them. It was just, you know, it was just his show and Russ' show, and they was just going at it, you know. Kind of pissed me off at the end, the way, you know, that other game ended where we couldn't foul basket at the end. It was crazy. It almost was like, you know, are we trying to do this or, you know, or what? But I just, you know, I just think it kind of it's just going to lead into, you know, and especially with like Kelsey's, you know, energy and stuff like that. I mean, I just think it'll lead to us now being able to watch like some summer basketball too. It just would be huge. Cause I remember last year, you know, some of the players was at the game, you know, and it just, I mean, that just never transpired with anything. But it was, you know, it just seems like with Kelce, he just would kind of use this to pump up and motivate the current team and, you know, just have them, you know, grateful for playing here, you know, because they'll see the crowd, you know. And it's I just think we got a real good lineup, especially like as far as like our team this year, even without, you know, the other kid that ended up going to, you know, Kansas State. I mean, honestly, he was more in the same position that we already had. I mean, he wasn't really needed like that. Now, he was a good player. We loved to have him, but it was just, you know, we got a lot of potential. Like, say, you look at our team this year, even if you want to go just say, like, something random is like shot blocking, you know. James Scott averaged, you know, a ton of shot blocks, like, per 40, you know, if you did it like that, you know. And
oh, absolutely, man.
Even the other guy, you know, he blocked a lot of shots. We just got a lot of pieces. Like, my buddy was talking about, like, you know, who's the backup point guard. And I'm like, well, you know, we got combo guards that can kind of do that, like Rain Smith and then, you know, another guy from Washington who's, you know, he's supposed to be like a light-up scorer too. So, I mean, we got, you know, we've got a lot of pieces. So, and it's just – it's just good to have something to look forward to. Because, like I say, last year this time, we was only looking forward to how many games do you think we'll win, you know. And it wasn't anyone saying any more than probably 12.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Jay, I appreciate the call, man. But, yeah, no, I think one thing he did say, Jay had a lot on his mind. It was but one thing he did say with the Coach Kelce bringing the guys in. I do think, while they'll be prepping for the Bahamas as well, trust me, Coach Kelce will use this.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
He doesn't miss layups. This is another layup.
Yeah, and this will be something he will use, and I imagine those guys will be around the team, and they will be at the games that they can make and all that. Who do we got on there next?
Ed.
Ed, welcome in to 93.9. What's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? Good afternoon, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you were talking about Shane Bohannon, man. I seen you this weekend. I went to Longhorn for lunch after church, and I kept looking in the corner of my eye. I'm like, that guy looks familiar. And then I'm like, Shane Bohannon. And I was going to ask him about was he going to play on the team this summer. And as I went to the restroom, when I came out, he had already left, and I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, because, man, he was last year, man, like, I really enjoyed him probably the most coming back. And because, again, he was another one that the way things ended was like, you know, kind of stunk how it went down. Yeah. And I think he really felt a good embrace from the team and the fans. It reminded you. You're like, man, Shane works his tail off in the court, man. Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
But he looked really fit, so I just assumed, but I hadn't heard any of the lineups, like who's all, you know, coming back to play.
Sure.
But I just assumed, I'm like, oh, okay, he's in town, so he was going to play this summer. Because I wanted to wish him good luck. Hey, bring back that ship this summer,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, Ed, man, I appreciate the call, man. Yeah, I mean, and he might be. Like I said, to me, they're going to have more than eight guys. So right now,
yeah,
they've
absolutely
only got like eight guys announced. So I would imagine you'll get three or four more that we'll probably hear about. But there's a lot goes down. I mean, that's a big commitment. So, like, it's not just a matter of a guy saying, yeah, I'll play. You know, I mean, like,
right.
there's a lot goes into playing in that TBT. I mean, you know, and practices and working and doing things, and I mean, there are some of these guys that may have other jobs, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, right?
Like,
I mean, we talked
on
about Edgar Sosa has a trucking business.
It's like, yeah, I can't just go away, because I think that's in Florida. It's like, I can't just go away and do this for a month, you know.
Yeah,
two
right
months, and could be 2 months depending on how long, and you know, travel and everything else. So Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what, but I do know they will work, and I would imagine they'll get a couple more added. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up in the last segment. Middays with Mark Smaben on 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Mark Smaben. Steve Rummage, Nick Valvano here, hanging out. Want to give a quick shout out to my friends out of Tri-State Men's Health. Get over there, check them out. You know, if you or anybody you know having trouble with erectile dysfunction, listen, guys, deal with it, okay? It's all right. It happens. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. Go check them out, man. Listen, jump on there, tristatemenshealth.com. Take their low T quiz. In 2 minutes, it's going to be 10 questions, yes or no. Jump on there. See if any of that applies to you, because it might be something that you don't even think. You might not even think of. And again, this can cause so much problems. I have a friend who, I mean, they just saved his marriage, man. And sometimes it's not just about just sex in general or something like that. It's like, you know, the psychological goes with it. Either you or your significant other might be like, man, is this something wrong with me? Is something going on? You're like, no, it's something I've got, you know. But communicate that and go check them out. And listen, they've got over a 90% success rate. And they'll give you a test dose right there in the office. And if that test dose does not work, they'll waive the $99 fee for you coming in. So there's nothing, just the $99 fee that's there. You're not going to be bound into buying anything if you go into for a visit. You can just go in there, check it out, and that be that. And if the test dose works, you know, you pay your $99 and you might say, okay, I don't want to do it ever again. Okay, well, that's fine. That's up to you. Just go. What I'm saying is go give them a shot. Go chat with them over there at Tri-State Men's Health and just see what they have to say. Just see what they have to say and make your own decision from there. So that's Tri-State Men's Health. Very appreciative of them. And I went back to the doctor today, and my numbers were, she said, was fantastic. You know?
Excellent.
Yeah, it was looking well. I've been putting in some work, too. It's not a magical thing. We joke about it being a superpower, and it kind of is, because, I mean, you can eat and not be hungry for a long time. You know,
right,
and that
right.
is pretty, for me, that's a superpower.
Same.
But yeah, it's one of those things where you know, you put in a little work too. You know, you gotta do some stuff yourself. So, but anyways, good stuff, man. So get over there and try them out. WWE continued their heater last night.
Dude, they are just on fire.
Yeah, I gotta admit, man, they're rolling.
And I mean, did you talk about it much yesterday?
No.
About, I mean, SummerSlam.
I didn't talk about it at all. I was waiting for you.
Yeah.
Because people on the text line were like, are you going to bring up the Indianapolis stuff? And I'm like,
dude, that is insane.
I'm waiting for Nick. Yeah. So if you don't know, Indianapolis signed like this first of its kind deal. So Royal Rumble's coming to Lucas Oil February 1st of next year, which
right.
is weird. It's going to be the first Rumble ever, not in January.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. That is a little weird.
But they've moved WrestleMania back a few weeks, too.
Yeah.
So that could just play in there. But then, it's not only that. Over the next few years, they've guaranteed Indy and Lucas Oil a SummerSlam, which is going to be a two-night event going forward.
Right.
And a WrestleMania.
Now, are all these happening next year?
No, because WrestleMania's in Vegas next year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
no. It's like over the next 5 to 6 years.
Okay,
they'll get a SummerSlam. Like, I think I heard that the rumor is the SummerSlam might be 27, and then the Mania might be like 28 or 29.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Rumble is coming up now, so I've already got a room booked in Vegas for Mania.
Nice.
So I'm going to get to do the SummerSlam, or I'm going to get to do WrestleMania and Rumble. So I'm wondering where SummerSlam's going to be next year, because I was like, I may try to hit the quad.
Yeah.
Like, do the big four.
Do the big four. That'd be strong.
Where's
Survivor
know.
Series?
Well, I don't know. Oh, okay. I don't know that yet. But the only thing that may throw me off is the fact that they already announced SummerSlam for the year after in 26 is in Minneapolis, and that's going to be the first two-night one.
Right.
Makes me wonder if this one isn't going to be international.
Yeah.
They've really hinted around a lot at London or even Saudi or somebody like that. I'm like, I wonder if they're not going to take SummerSlam overseas.
Yeah. That would make sense. They've been really pushing,
yeah,
especially the European market.
I know. And if they do, I probably won't make that one. But if it's in the States, I'm gonna do the big four.
Do the quad. That's true.
Yeah, I'm gonna
that's
do the
bucket
big four.
List material stuff.
Yeah, right, yeah. There. I was like, because if you're hitting two in the same year, man.
I mean, you might as well.
You gotta
explore
go ahead
it. Yeah.
And hit the other ones. And I love, I mean, that's one of my biggest things to do. I love going to new cities and seeing new stadiums.
Yeah.
Or new arenas or whatever it is, you know. So if I can go, like, say it's in Boston or Survivor Series is in somewhere, you know, just some random city, you know, and you're like, oh, that would be awesome. I've never been there. I've never been to that place. Like, I love that. That's one of my favorite things to do. So it's like, yeah, I think I'm going to do it.
That, I mean, you might, like you said, now, you might as well.
I'm going to amend it a touch, though.
Okay, I'm
listening. If SummerSlam is overseas, I think I'm going to do Money in the Bank.
Okay.
And still kind of.
I mean, that's probably like.
Money in the Bank is right there.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
Actually, up until.
It's like the Players' Championship in terms of.
Honestly, up until Survivor Series kind of rebranded and went War Games.
Yeah.
I thought Money in the Bank was one of the. Had taken its place.
I kind of had.
I was like, it's the big four now because Money in the Bank's such a big deal.
Right.
And Survivor Series was just like brand versus brand, blah, 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 champion versus champion.
Right.
Like, this is stupid. But now that it's War Games and it's like, okay, it's kind of getting back.
Yeah, got a little injection.
Yeah, it's kind of getting back to, okay, Survivor Series. But yeah, no. Yeah, man. Listen, it's definitely on a heater right now, and I'm enjoying it as a wrestling fan. I'm enjoying the crap out of it, man.
AEW's getting their feet back too.
They're finding themselves. They have to find themselves. But I mean, make no mistake about it. We're in the situation we're in because they got big.
Mm-hmm.
And it pushed. So I want that competition.
They were maybe not in ratings, but they were winning in terms of, I would say, the popular vote.
They
were the cooler company for a little while.
Absolutely.
And then Triple H took the reins and pushed them. And he's just absolutely been hitting home runs left and right.
Yeah.
So, no, it's wrestling is entering a new golden age.
Yeah.
Like, and if they can keep this up, I wonder. I mean, is it crazy to think that this, whatever age you want to call this, could surpass the Attitude Era?
Man.
Because, knock wood, I mean, it doesn't seem like AEW's going anywhere yet.
Right.
You have companies. I mean, this is the first time the big four companies are working together.
I know.
TNA's working with WWE now. New Japan's working with AEW.
That's what I was going to say. The only thing would be is this goes back to the different era players argument. It's such a different situation.
Yeah.
Like, that was two companies fighting for their life.
Right.
At that point. Like, because WCW had eclipsed WWE. Like,
right.
AEW's never done that.
No,
and probably
never
will. Yeah.
Probably.
Like, I don't think that's the case. But, like, this is so different of an era with people working together. That it's just something, it's hard to compare it. But
yeah, it's not quite apples to apples.
Yes.
Right.
If you're asking, looking back, yeah, I think it'd be the Attitude Era and this like Renaissance Era will be the two that you're like, okay, these are two of the best times in wrestling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, now wrestling's back to where arenas are full again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, WWE is filling out arenas everywhere they go.
Right.
Stadiums, arenas, where, I mean, Monday Night Raws are packing out. Mm-hmm. I mean, 10 years ago, WWE would have pay-per-views, and it was like...
Oh, I remember. I went to a SmackDown.
Maybe the lower level.
SmackDown 5 years ago.
They roped off, or they tarped off most
half
of the lower
stadium.
Level
yeah.
and covered the whole top area. And it was like, oh, my God.
It was about the same crowd that AEW had
when
they came here.
Yeah.
Like, it was not... full at all.
No.
And it just wasn't.
And now wrestling's kind of back to where it's like, okay, now they're putting butts
they had
in
to,
the seats.
Yeah, they had to open up the upper level.
Well, right? Put it this way.
Last time.
I thought about yesterday afternoon taking off the Indy for Monday Night Raw, and I'm like, okay, wrestling's back because I'm looking at the prices.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, right.
It ain't the same, man. Like, I mean, where you could just, man, I could splurge, take $150 and probably get a
nice ticket.
Fourth row seat.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Now, that's $500-$600 seat.
Yeah, right.
Like, so, yeah, it was, but anyways, it was, it's exciting. So I'm looking forward to where they go next. All right. Well, tomorrow we'll try to take some TBT stuff.
Yep.
And we'll chat about that. We'll have a good time. So, Middays with Mark Smaven, Steve Rummage, Nick Valvano, 93.9 The Ville.